Welcome to Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast, the podcast that reviews,
the reviews of its podcast.
Oh yeah, you know it. That's good. Today we have a guest on from another podcast.
But just going to go right into it?
Well, I don't know. It seemed like we were talking about it, so.
Okay. So, I mean, we're not going to plan anything. We're just going to go right into it?
Well, I usually just do it at the seat of my pants or whatever, but if you want to plan something, we can just plan something.
No, we don't have to plan anything. I mean, sorry. It's your show. Go ahead. Go for it. Do it again.
Welcome to Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast, the podcast that reviews the reviews of its podcast. This week, we have another marketing guest on the show. But before we get into that, do you have anything to plug?
Like my podcast?
Yeah. So what is your podcast? Tell our listeners in case they don't know.
Yeah. So it's called This Is Not a Podcast, the Podcast.
Great.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast, but it says it's not a podcast. So it's kind of a little tricky.
But I mean,
you know?
Then there's the podcast at the end of it, though. So
yeah.
It's officially
so the name of it.
A podcast.
Right. Got it.
But no, essentially, like, I wanted to call it just This Is Not a Podcast. But
yeah.
There's like, you know, five or six or, you know, seven other podcasts with that same name. So I just added the podcast at the end.
Well, it seemed to work out because I found your a tweet that that did really well of yours. And I thought I'd have you on the show to do some more. We're doing a lot of marketing this week. Mm. So I thought I'd have you on to help with some marketing tips. But
yeah,
real quick, let's go back to that episode last week. It was social media episode about following everyone on Twitter, but apparently you know all the stuff already about the marketing stuff. But yeah, there's a Twitter limit, I guess, where you can only follow 400 people a day.
Yeah, I think it changes. I don't think there's a strict number on it. I think it's like if you do 400 in like 5 minutes, like what you probably did, then they'll probably put you to a halt there. But if you do like 100, you know, within a 20-minute window, and then, you know, put down your phone for a little bit and come back to it, I think you can get away with it a little more.
Well, that's good.
So you probably should have paced yourself.
Well, I didn't know. I should have had you on the show before, but
you were
unavailable. Well, now we're having this, so that's good.
Well,
so,
I mean, I was available pretty much whenever.
Well, I'm working on a big marketing episode so that we could promote a really good tweet at the end of it. But it's looking like, because of the social media thing, that maybe I'm going to have to hold on that tweet because I want to make sure I follow enough people. But right now, since they're limiting me, I don't want to just only promote a tweet to like 400 people. I want to promote it to like 4,000 people. So
what do you mean when you say promote a tweet? Like, are you going to pay?
Yeah, I saw you made a tweet about like a controversial opinion. And so I was like, oh, that's cool. That had a lot of interactions. So I tried to do the same thing and got like no interactions. So I was wondering if you said you maybe promoted it. You paid money to get that tweet more visible.
Yeah, here's the whole story behind it.
Yeah, please enlighten us.
I made one tweet, which was a Spotify ad. And that's, you know, I paid for the Spotify ad and then I put it on Twitter and then paid Twitter to promote that.
Oh, okay.
And that was just a video of the Spotify ad. And I paid $50 to promote that. Now I noticed once I did that, a lot of like K-pop stans. Do you know what a K-pop stan is?
I know it. K-pop is Korean pop, right?
Yep, Korean pop music. And then a stan is like somebody who really likes K-pop. There's probably a better definition.
Is. I'm really kind of been busy working on episode 100, so I haven't been looking at the news or anything, so I don't know all that stuff, but...
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame you, but anyway, so I think there's this trend that, I think it's Twitter exclusive, that when you promote something, it's the job of the K-pop stans to, like, almost, like, spam it.
Okay.
And what they do is they'll like, comment on your promoted tweet, and it'll just be a video. It's called a fan cam that they've made.
Okay.
So it'll be like a edited video of like, you know, Korean girls dancing or guys or, you know, whatever.
Sure.
Gender. And then you get a whole flood of K-pop stans commenting their fan cams because they want to accumulate views, much like, you know, me and you. the yeah. podcast promoter. So it's kind of like you kind of have to respect it.
Okay.
And then hate it, loathe it at the same time.
So it's like a similar agenda. It's like a way to get more followers and reviews and stuff like that, but just through a different lens of like certain music.
Exactly. And like, it seems like, I don't know, like they're just like a whole different like breed of like species, like because they communicate like via fan cam. Like it's almost like every reply that they do is just their fan cam, because then you see it and you get more views. And
what is a fan cam?
It's just like an edited video of their favorite K-pop artist.
Oh, and they take like stock footage and share it as like information?
Yeah, they'll like say they'll be having a discussion about something completely random, but they'll just have their fan cam in the tweet, because if you have, you know, there's a feature on Twitter where if you don't turn it off, it just autoplays every video that is on your timeline.
Oh.
So they rely on that tactic to gain views. And I mean, I don't know if they're monetized. They can't monetize these videos, so.
Right, so it's kind of pointless.
Yeah, I don't really get why they're doing it. Maybe if I investigate it a little bit further, I'm kind of working on that, trying to set something up and talk to one of them, but they're very scared of talking to people.
Oh, well, probably you got to use a fan cam to talk to their language.
That's a very good idea. Maybe I need to get you involved in this operation.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was my first tweet. This is a long story. I'm sorry. What, your episodes are pretty short, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, but I don't know what it is. Guests tend to just ramble and ramble. And I don't, every time I have a guest on, the episodes like balloon up. I don't really understand why, but
yeah.
So it's fine. Right,
can we talk about another marketing tactic?
Please. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So Fiverr, are you familiar with Fiverr?
I am familiar. It's you pay people $5 to do like menial work or what, good work underpaid, right?
Yeah. It's, well, let's be clear. It's $5 plus $2 tax.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it really should be called like Sevener. So I had this guy from Malaysia. He's a professional podcast promoter from Malaysia. Reach out to me,
and okay.
You know, he offered to promote my podcast for $7. Okay.
Okay.
So like, that's the thing about these Fiverr guys. They promote your podcast. You get organic reviews for your podcast.
Oh, okay.
And it's sort of like a back and forth, because he needs reviews to increase his, you know, business and sales.
Oh, yes. So you leave him a review on Fiverr, and in turn, he'll leave a review on your podcast.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, you need to pay the $7.
Oh, okay.
To get the reviews.
How many, is it one review for $7?
No, I think he gave me like, you know, 5 reviews, but like,
okay.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's, you know, how you, you know, get him. Oh, did this.
Listeners, or should I say, PRR peers, listen up, peers. That'll make sense in a second. Turns out the guest I had on for this marketing episode's recorder kept cutting off. So this is, we're going to resume after a while after the recorder was fixed. But unfortunately, this does happen a couple more times. So just be aware if there's any like continuity errors or whatever. Their recorder died. We mentioned it, I think, but just be aware that you're not missing any information, because none of it was caught on tape. It's not taken out. There's nothing I'm hiding. It's just that the recorder died. That's why I always advise you to charge your batteries before you do any sort of podcasting. So that's my tip of the day for my fellow peers. And until then, we'll keep going with the episode. So this is an insert, my first episode insert. I'm learning how to do this kind of stuff. So hopefully this works out and makes sense. And I don't want to startle you. Maybe I should put different music here or I don't know what I should do. All right, I'll figure it out in post-production. We'll see you next clip right here. Yeah, in case that cut out, basically listeners, apparently Sevener has an ability to pay or leave a review for someone and then give them some money to have them leave reviews for you as well. I guess this could be a good tactic. It's kind of like the bots we talked about earlier, maybe, but it's hopefully it's maybe real people, it's organic reviews. So when their microphone comes back on, we'll discuss that more. But until then, we'll just wait. Let's see. What kind of batteries does that take? Oh, okay. Hopefully those are easy to find. Okay. Oh, it's like a field recorder. That's nice. I kind of need one of those because my phone is, people don't, when I try to hold my phone at them, they kind of get flustered. So if I had like a more substantial recording equipment, that might.
But okay, so we're recording again. Sorry about that.
No, it's fine.
Reviewer, well, you should name your fans something. Like,
name?
Yeah, like give them a nickname.
Like PRR peers or something?
Yeah, that's good. PRR peers.
Like friends, you know, like peers of the pod?
Yeah, peers.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Okay, so us independent podcasters, we need to, you know, go grassroots. So I recently took to the streets of my town of St. Paul, Minnesota. And where do you live?
I live... I'll bleep it out in the... I usually bleep out the city because I had an episode once where I met someone on the street and they said not probably to broadcast where I live, but so I'll just bleep it out in post. Okay.
Well, I'm proud of where I live, so don't you dare bleep out my...
Okay. My town. No, I won't. I just was told that for privacy, I should bleep it out. That's all.
Yeah, well, was somebody going to come and leave a review at your door? Anyway, I went to the streets of downtown St. Paul, Minnesota, and I decided to promote my podcast to, you know, strangers on the bus, you know, passersby, you know, people walking through the park. And most of the time that, you know, they'd be like, you know what? You know, what do you say? Because they're listening to something. So you have to like repeat the question a few times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But just like, hey, like, what do you here? Let's try it right now. Okay. Pretend you're listening to something on a bus.
Oh, okay.
Right. Hey, what are you listening to?
Oh, it's K-pop.
Oh, my nice. Favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite K-pop song?
Soul music.
Oh, dude, that's a good one. Do you listen to podcasts?
No, not anymore. I used to, but I started making one and I haven't really had a lot of time.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm listening to a podcast right now. It's called This Is Not a Podcast, The Podcast. It's on Apple and Spotify. You should check it out.
Oh, so you think I should lie, like that I'm not the one who's making it, that I've just heard about it?
Yes, absolutely. Like, pretend, like you need to have a headphone in your ear and that's what you're, because sometimes they might ask you what you're listening to.
Oh.
In response. So you need to have it ready to go. Like, oh, I'm just listening to this, you know, pretty awesome podcast. Well, do you want to try it?
Oh, yeah. You want to be the person that I'm talking to?
Yeah.
With the headphone in?
Yeah.
You mean?
Yeah. So I'm listening to something right now.
Okay. Hey, have you heard of Podcast Reviews? Reviews Podcast?
So, okay. You're already like, didn't really listen to anything I said. You need to kind of get their attention because they're listening to something. They probably can't even hear you.
Okay.
So like strike up, remember the banter episode you did? Like strike up some banter with the person.
Okay. Okay. So, okay. Got it.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the bus. Do you have, can I sit there next to you?
What?
Can I sit next to you on the bus? Is that seat open? Are you saving it for someone?
I can't really hear you. I'm listening to something.
Oh, what are you listening to?
I'm listening to a podcast.
What's it called?
It's called This Is Not a Podcast, The Podcast. You should check it out.
Have you heard my podcast? Or anyone else's?
No, this is the only podcast I've really listened to.
Oh, if you like that one, you'll love PRRP. Check that out. I may or may not be affiliated with it. See you later.
What's PRRP?
It's Podcast Reviews, Reviews Podcast.
Podcast Reviews, Reviews Podcast?
Yeah, but just type in PRRP because sometimes it doesn't show up in the Google search or the iTunes store because those words are banned. So just type in PRRP.
Okay,
can I just give me the phone and I'll type it in for you.
Okay, well, don't ask for their phone. But what's the premise of this podcast?
Basically, it's really simple. You just leave a review on the podcast like you would any other podcast, and then it'll take it from there. So don't even worry about it. All you have to do, really, just leave a review for it. Don't even.
But anyway,
even
that's kind of how the conversation will go a little bit. It seems like you need to practice a little bit. Like, I would suggest talking to like the wall. I would not take their phone.
Don't take their phone
from their hands. But I mean, another tactic.
What is up, my peers? It is Ken again, editing from future. Obviously, there was another cutoff of the audio, not on my end. Obviously, my end is totally fine. But unfortunately, we kept talking about whatever, you know, marketing and stuff for a little while, about guerrilla marketing and everything for kind of a lot longer. But all of that was lost, and he didn't realize it until later. So. Unfortunately, there's a little bit of an abrupt transition between that topic and the next topic, but it's not my fault. My audio is totally fine, and I could put it here if you want, but I just figured it wasn't necessary because it's just me saying, like, okay, oh, yeah, stuff like that. So it wasn't really elucidating or anything. But the main thing is the important stuff that I'm incorporating into my marketing strategies for this marketing week are coming up in this next part right here. So make sure you're staying tuned for this next clip for all the important stuff that we're going to get to. So thanks for paying attention. I know it's kind of disorientating. I hope that you can just stick around and pay attention for a little bit longer until it's all done so that, you know, that you get the most out of it. So thanks for we'll see you in this next clip.
Okay, I think we're good now.
You back?
Yep, I'm recording.
Okay, thank you. Great. What were you saying before?
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. It happens. That's why I try not to worry. I just use my telephone battery. I don't have to worry about actual physical batteries.
Yeah. So I was talking about advice I have for you. I have some advice.
Yes. Yes.
I know
please.
You're doing a series on marketing.
Yes. I want to make sure I get all the different styles of marketing, you know?
Yes, I know you've talked to, you know, a couple of very reputable people. Make sure when you edit that, don't get me stumbling over the word.
Well, it's fine.
I'll do it again.
Yeah.
Reputable okay. people.
Okay.
But yeah, I have some sort of outside of the box ideas that you can do on a budget if you're interested.
That's perfect for me because my budget is limited right now.
Okay. So I've noticed with you and your various social networks, you're active on Twitter.
Yep.
You're active on Discord.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where else should I be active on? Because I feel like I've been really just trying to get every network possible just to get as much word out as I can.
Here's where you should be active.
Okay. Pinterest?
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Nowhere. Delete all of your social media. Delete. Go off Twitter. You don't have to delete it, but go off Twitter. Go off Discord. Go off Facebook if you have a Facebook. Go off Reddit. Delete people's numbers. Block people on your phone. Make it impossible for people to contact you. So that the
then
only...
How...
Okay, here it is. Let me finish. I know you're jumping the gun a little bit. So, pretend I'm your friend, okay?
Okay.
Because, I mean, I don't know. I just met you. We're not... Are we actually...
Yeah, we can be friends if you want.
Okay.
You want to be friends? That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I just need to know for this.
Yeah. No, let's say we're friends.
Okay. So let's say, that's a good word. So let's say me and you are friends and you know, I have your number, I have your phone number. I can message you on Twitter, I can message you on Discord. Now I can't get a hold of you. I can't tell you about this movie that I just watched. It's so awesome. Where am I going to go? I can't text you. You're not picking up my text. You're not answering the phone. You're not responding to my DMs.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go leave a review. I'm going to go write you a message in your reviews. And then if you make it a point of like responding to those in your episode, then people will see, you are responding to reviews, but you're not responding to my Twitter DMs or whatever. So pretty soon you get more and more traffic. You're pretty much funneling all of your Twitter traffic and Discord traffic and cell phone traffic into one place, is what I'm trying to say.
I've
that
never
makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, because I thought the best way to do it was kind of share more on, you know, like more tweets and stuff. And
No. That's what everybody's doing. Okay. Do you want to do what everybody does? Or do you want to do what nobody's doing?
Well, I guess I want to do what gets me the most reviews. So whether that's whatever.
Okay, and that's what this is, because people are going to notice you more when they can't find you anywhere. Obviously, they're going to think about you more. They're going to be like, hey, how come PRRP didn't tweet today? What the heck? His episode dropped yesterday. He hasn't promoted any links. He hasn't said anything. Like, what is going on?
Huh.
Maybe, you know, let me message him. Oh, he's not responding to my messages. Let me leave a review. Let's see if, you know, he responds to my review. And of course, boom, you hit him with a response.
It's kind of like playing hard to get or something.
It's exactly like playing hard to get. Yeah, that's what I should have honestly just opened up with.
Yeah, that was a lot. It was really confusing the way you did it.
Okay, so yeah, let's do it again just for the sake of your show. But I'll just say it's like playing hard to get.
Okay, so, I mean, we've heard it already. Or do you want me to say something different this time? What do you want?
I was just thinking in terms of time for your show. We could whittle down some time.
Okay.
And I could just cut to the chase, because sometimes I ramble a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
But no, that's fine, I guess. I think
the audience got it. Okay. I think that they got it. Yeah.
It's like playing hard to get, but with podcast reviews.
Got it.
Exactly.
Good. That is interesting. I do kind of make myself available all the time, and maybe that is creating a kind of, there's no scarcity and
value. I've been following you on Twitter. Scarcity. I've been following you on, sorry to interrupt you.
No, I'm not saying anything.
Okay, that's what I thought. I've been following you on Twitter for who knows how long. It seems like years at this point, but it's probably only been like a week. And I have zero, I'm not inclined to interact with you at all. No part of me wants to message you because I see your tweets all the time. If I saw you a little less on my timeline, I'd be like, I wonder how PRRP is doing. Did he get any reviews this week? He hasn't posted about any reviews.
Do you think it'd be okay if I still like auto-tweet when an episode drops, or do you think I should just go cold turkey entirely? Like, episode 100 is going to come out. I don't want people to miss that, you know?
Yeah. Good point. If you're not promoting your tweet.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I was thinking from the last couple episodes, like promoting tweets and making sure we do all this kind of stuff to get interaction and engagement on Twitter. But then if I just post a promoted tweet and then head out, that's like going to be like the only tweet they see, because it'll be like the last tweet all week or all, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. Sorry. I wasn't listening.
Okay. I was just thinking out loud.
I trust. Yeah, I agree.
Interesting. I guess I could try that. And then,
Well, the thing is, like, you need to commit or don't commit. There's no maybe. No, see, there you go. You're saying, I guess it's true. Maybe. I guess okay. I can try that. You need to assert yourself. Be the alpha.
Welcome, peers, again back. This is the last time I'm going to come to you. I've just been editing this and interjecting these as I keep editing, and I realize there's actually another one coming up in a second, but I actually am talking and explaining it in real time. I realized when we were recording that the tape actually cut out instead of it being a mystery and secret. So you'll hear this one right now to bridge the gap between two clips, and then I'll narrate, but that's not me narrating. That's when it was recorded, me narrating. Hopefully that's not too confusing. Can't wait for you to listen to episode 100 coming up. So just finish this one. I'm really sorry. And then it's almost done. We're almost there. Okay. Not my fault, I promise. Okay, we'll see it coming up right now.
Okay. I don't know if it died, but it turned off and it's got one stick.
All right.
I think I put in cheap batteries, but anyway, I'm recording again.
His thing died again, so,
I'm sorry. Like, at first I had Energizer batteries. Like, when we started, I had Energizers in, and they were on one stick, so that was pretty, you know, okay.
Yeah.
You get what you get. But then I put in some some lesser batteries. Sunbeam is the name of the company. I mean, it's certainly not an advertisement for Sunbeam batteries, but
yeah,
it says bonus 25% more too, and that's like,
you think that'd be enough?
Wouldn't it be farther from the truth?
Yeah, sorry.
But yeah, I'm sorry. This has been a very unprofessional interview.
No, that's okay. I mean, kind of one of the reasons I brought you on is because you're more kind of in the dirt, and you know, you're not so polished.
Well,
or
dirt, I wouldn't say dirt.
Well, you're on the ground. You're in the mud. You know, you're with the troops.
I'm on the ground, and yeah. That's all you needed to say there.
Yeah. So that's, don't worry about it. It happens, you know, all the time. So, let's see.
Yeah, I just hope it didn't cut out.
So this is the third time his recorder has died. I think we might have to call this episode as it is. I don't know what to do. These are interesting ideas. I don't know if you've heard any of them. Guerrilla marketing, going off the grid, stuff like that. Malaysian five or seveners, all that kind of stuff. On my end, I'm hearing a bunch of battery noises and clicking around, but you probably can't hear anything because... Oh, he wants... Say it again. All right, he said, tell the listeners I'm very sorry. That he's sorry.
Okay, I'm recording again, but I'll be honest, I just put in like one of the old batteries, so it could die at any second, but let's just speak very fast and like wrap things up.
Yeah. So you think I should go off the grid and do some guerrilla marketing and stuff like that? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I think if you don't have the money to invest into all of these marketing tactics that you've, you know, probably been told about since you started this podcast, then you need to look for other ways of growing your show organically.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't want your recorder to die again, so I think that thanks for coming on. We'll end it there. And anything else you want to say before your recorder dies?
Do you want to promote my show? I mean, that's kind of why.
Didn't we already promote it?
On this? Yeah, but usually you do a little bit of a callback at the end of the episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Listen to This Is Not a Podcast, the podcast. Make sure you look for the, because there's other podcasts that are also not podcasts on there, but this is the only one that is also the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't have said it any better myself. Well,
that's why I,
maybe, who knows?
Yeah. It's one of those eternal mysteries. Okay. Well, thanks for coming on. We will see you next week. I think he cut out again. I think his recorder's off. This is not, okay. I'm not gonna do any more man off the street. I'm gonna go stick really with professional people from now on, because this is just really not panning out.